Police have revealed the identity of a Belgian man they believe was the mastermind behind the deadly terror attacks in Paris. Police sources have named him as 27-year-old Abdelhamid Abaoud. He's now believed to be operating from Syria. French police raided 168 properties, seizing weapons, including automatic guns and rocket launchers, as they also hunt Salah Abdeslam, believed to be the eighth gunman in the attacks. Excuse me. US President Barack Obama says calls to send large amounts of troops to Syria are a mistake. Speaking at the G20 summit in Turkey, he also reassured his citizens that refugees will only enter the US after rigorous screening, as governors of some states put plans to resettle Syrians on hold. The president urged the gathered world leaders to be patient with the war in Syria.
Few who suggested that we should put large numbers of US troops on the ground. It is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that that would be a mistake.
Barack Obama there. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, insisted Australians should have confidence in the nation's security agencies. Australia's top spy, Duncan Lewis, says ASIO is working on around 400 high-priority terrorism investigations, and there are no guarantees that a strike similar to Paris could not happen here. A woman has died after being hit by a car on Queensland's Gold Coast. Police say the 26-year-old woman was hit when crossing the street at Southport around 7 o'clock last night.